Now, verse 10, when it goeth well with the righteous, a city rejoiceth, and when the lawless perish, there is shouting. Well, I'll put David and Saul by the side of that proverb, because I tell you, when David was king, Jerusalem became a great city. But this man Saul, when he died, why, there was not much mourning for him. And then verse 12, he that is void of heart despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. You remember this man, again, David, to me is an example of many of these proverbs. And did you ever stop to think of it? David's life had a tremendous effect on Solomon, though his own mother was the one that David had committed the sin at the beginning, and the one blot in his life. Yet David's life, otherwise, was a wonderful life. And here, you remember when David went out of the city when his son Absalom rebelled against him, and Shimei of the family of Saul cursed him. Old Joab, his captain, wanted to go over and run a spear through him. David says, oh no, says, he's speaking out of his heart, and this is God's judgment on me. Just let him alone. And David kept quiet. Amazing thing is, I think there are many times when you find folk cursing you actually, finding people maligning your character. Just keep quiet. Lord will take care of it. The Lord took care of this situation also. Marvelous proverbs these are. And these are wonderful principles, you see, to give to young men or young people. I would say that this movement that we have among young people, and there's a real spiritual movement going on, I'd like to see them begin studying the book of Proverbs and bring them to Christ, because he's the one who runs the school of wisdom, and he's made unto us wisdom, and it would give them a lot of common sense. And we are short on common sense. We've got a lot of high Q's and a lot of low common sense. Now we have here, verse 13, a talebearer goeth about revealing secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Now, a talebearer is one who's telling something to hurt someone, of course. And sometimes what he's saying is true, but he ought not to say it to others. If he knows that a brother of his has sinned, he ought to go to him personally and deal with him about it. If he's going to tell anybody about it, tell the individual and not attempt to run around and tell everybody else about it. And that is a marvelous thing. Now, will you notice verse 14? Where no management is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. And where no counsel is, or no management is a better translation. You see, it doesn't make any difference how smart you are. You need good advice. You need to have good advice. Remember that Daniel was an advisor to Nebuchadnezzar. He helped him a great deal. He was an advisor to Cyrus, and he was a great help to him.